Hi, I'm Jessie Ware, and I'm here with my mother, Lenny.
Hi.
And we're from the podcast Table Manners, and we're currently getting sponsored by Campo Viejo. Not only is this wine from the premium wine-growing region of Rioja in Spain, it was created specifically to be shared with family and friends.
So, in the spirit of sharing, pour me a glass of Campo Viejo, darling.
Of course I will, Mum. But remember,
always drink responsibly.
You tell him, Mum. Fall on me. Ascoltami. Fall on me. Abbracciami. Fall on me with all your light. Andrea Bocelli. See the new album out now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna. God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster,
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony,
Hillary Parker, the Parkersaurus,
give them hell, Miss Noel,
the incredible edible Matthews sister,
and Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens,
crappens, crappens.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and charismatic bosun of this podcast. It's Ronnie Karam, who can also be found on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What's up?
Oh, geez, what a way to start. Bueller's already barking at someone. And you know, I just opened that damn front door to see if I had an Amazon package, and I didn't.
Oh, that's okay. Bueller's allowed to bark. Bueller is an honorary member of this podcast. I mean, he basically is a member of the podcast.
Well, he just came slinking over like, why didn't you even yell at me?
He's like,
I must be in real trouble now. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, Bravo Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about Below Deck. We're also going to be dipping into the Crappens listener spotlight situation. We have some more entries, so I'm very excited about that. Not entries, but like submissions. And a week and 2 days from now, we are going to be in beautiful Seattle, Washington, where we will be doing a live show. It's going to be fabulous. I'm like truly so beyond excited to go back to Seattle. It's been about 9 years for me. So excited about that. Go to watchacrappens.com for tickets. Make sure you get them. And then, of course, in Nashville in December, go get those tickets. And I know it's Halloween right now, so I know this is a very spooky time of the year, but do not be afraid to get those tickets. And of course, even though today is Halloween, it's never too early to think about Christmas and Hanukkah. And the good news is that if you go to watchcrappens.com, you can find links to our little merchandise store where you can get our Christmas t-shirts or Christmas merch that Ronnie made. It's amazing. Tell us about it, Ronnie.
They are Christmas and Hanukkah shirts. They're both Ramona style. The Christmas one is ho, 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 okay? And then the second one is Happy Ramonica. Little Ramona faces is the menorah candle.
Yeah,
you can get those for the next month or so. Get them now because they take a while to make and ship. And so I want to make sure you have them for Christmas. That's why they're on sale so early. I know it's early to be talking Christmas, but get them now. Hey, yeah.
Get them now. So let's.
Sit. Hey.
Hey. Why don't we move on to a very spooky episode of Below Deck? Woo.
the ghost that won't be go away, Caroline.
Oh,
the ghost of Stu Present.
Oh, Caroline Crane, but I don't know. She would be Ichabod Crane. She's like the Ichabod Crane of this yacht, let's be honest.
Yeah, where you're kind of like, oh, you just kind of want to like kick his cane away.
Oh, I saw a headless yachty. Okay, whatever, Caroline.
Okay, Caroline. You're like rooting for the wrong people.
I know. Yeah, we're rooting for the headless horseman.
Yeah, the ghost of Christmas future or whatever.
Well, see, now we're merging the two holidays together. We're bringing them together with the favorite stories. Okay, so the episode opens. The last thing that we saw previously was that that Kate and Josiah were basically making fun of Caroline up in their bunks, being total mean girls. And she's like, I heard that! They're like, the dustbuster seems to be working up. So now it's 7:52 in the morning, and everyone's waking up, and Adrian's doing, like, yoga on the floor, being like, om, you know, typical Adrian stuff. And, of course, Caroline is just crying. She just wakes up crying.
Yeah, she's just like, her hair is all over, her face is all over, and she's in her bunk, yeah, crying and rubbing her foot, and she's like, I am physically and mentally shit. My foot is swollen like a balloon. I have no idea why. I'm completely over this two-faced bullshit. Like, uh-oh, she's gonna blow.
Yeah, she's literally, if it's not her foot, it's gonna be her brain, and I'm ready for it. I'm excited. I love a below-deck meltdown.
And then Chandler's over, you know, giving everybody bossy stuff, except mm-hmm. that he is like not his place to do it. He's in the mess, and he's like, guys, I know I talked to you guys, but the mess is disgusting this morning. Like, Kate never cleans. And they show that there's a list of names that they've made, like whose turn it is to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, strong words from the guy who wouldn't even take out the garbage for Caroline, okay?
Yeah, exactly, jerk. So then we cut to Kate and Josiah in bed, still with Cheetos.
Yes.
These two are consistent. It's like they passed out, then woke up and had their hands right back in the Cheetos bag.
Yeah, exactly. So they're still lying there with their Cheetos. And Caroline's like, come in. There must be a, I could have sworn I heard a knock on the door, but all I can really see down there is some packing tape talking to us. Is that packing tape coming up the stairs? How odd. Huh.
She's like, can I come in? They're like, oh, God, it's the ghost of Christmas future. Jesus. Right, let her up.
Okay.
Let her up. And so she comes in, and she goes, oh, hi, guys. Laundry's going. And she goes, yeah, I hear it. Sounds great.
Great job. It's great so job. Funny. This is the first time ever that the Tide container actually alerted us about the laundry. Oh, it's you, Caroline. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, the Tide Pod is talking.
Yeah.
So Caroline tells Kate, she goes, well, I heard what you said last night. She goes, what did I say?
Kate plays this in such a mean girl way, but it works so effectively. She just plays dumb, but like warm and dumb. She's like, what did I say? And Caroline's like, well, I heard what you said. Like you were saying, like, I don't know, like you were saying I was like useless or whatever. And Kate's like, oh, wow. That's a scary statement to hear that you heard, like, no, not for you to hear, but for me to hear that I heard that I said something about you.
And then she's not getting what she wants from Kate, right? Because yes. Kate's just like, huh, well, that's interesting. You heard that. And Caroline's like, well, look, guys, sometimes I'm just thoughtless. I fuck up, okay? And Kate goes, same. Oh, my God, what was I saying? I was drunk. Like, I think we all talk about things that annoy us sometimes.
Do you want a Cheeto? I would love to see a red vine eat a Cheeto. Oh, I'm sorry. It's you. I keep getting mixed up.
Are you a cannibal? Cheeto face?
So then somehow, even though they were the ones who were talking shit about Caroline, she winds up saying, I just want you guys to know I forgive you and no hard feelings. It's like, thanks. Even though we technically didn't apologize, I'm glad there's no hard feelings.
Kate literally went, okay.
And then Caroline leaves and Kate just goes, that was weird.
Yeah, she goes, look at my foot. She goes, what happened? Which whenever Kate has that much tonality in her voice, you know she's just done with you.
Yeah.
You know? And Caroline's like, okay, bye, hurt my foot. She's like, that was weird.
Huh.
I don't think we said any terrible. And Josiah's like, I don't remember.
I don't remember and I don't care to. Kids like, huh, you know, today was really going to be reserved for making fun of Riley, but we can switch it over to Caroline if you want. I think that sounds like a wonderful idea.
So then Captain's up on the balcony watching Chandler and the guys. I just like noting that Captain's on the balcony. He's like, ha, look at that. Look at those idiots. Look at this bunch of idiots. That's the three stooges down there. Larry, Curly, Momo. Hey, idiots!
So now Kate and Josiah have moved over to the crew mess at last, and Riley comes through, and she's like, just so everyone knows, and by everyone I mean Kate and Josiah, the crew mess was filthy, and I've been, like, cleaning up after myself, but everyone has to. And Kate's like, thank you for that, Riley. Thank you so much. Thank you. So lucky to have you on the boat. Thank you for learning things. Like, I know you've been the captain of your own boat. Is your boat called the SS Obvious? Okay, thanks.
And again, she uses her over it tonality. She's like, thank you, Riley. So actually, about that list, I want to be kept off that list because I clean and take care of people all day. And that's why I make the big bucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's pretty obvious that I didn't write that list because if I had written it, it would be a totally different font face. Clearly, a sans serif. Maybe not an Arial. Maybe an Arial black condensed, but definitely not this basic Times New Roman that's printed out by, I don't know who did it, but I'll just say his name is Handler Che. Okay, thanks.
Listen up, wing dings. Okay. So Riley's like, she used to be the head bitch in charge. Well, guess what? It's like cut away. Okay. So Chandler's like, hi, Dad. It's me, Chandler. I'm on a boat. Okay, bye, Dad. My dad certainly wouldn't put up with this shit. I'm like, oh, shut up. Go marry your dad.
I know. And then Josiah's just in a bedroom, like, with dealing with sheets. He's like, ugh, these sheets are going to be the death of me. The only thing that could make it worse would be if Caroline were here. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. I thought it was a throw pillow.
Bruce Willis is ironing, and Caroline, as she hears him, she's like, to the camera. So like she's talking to the iron. There's something about below deck stews that they always just end up communing with the iron. It happens every season on this show. The ones who are stuck with the iron end up just like taking all their aggression out in conversations with the iron.
They think they're gonna make friends, and instead they wind up doing that. Isn't that ironic?
Ironic. That doesn't make any sense. So Ashton is, you know, doing a stripper's do. He's in a sling, swinging off the side of the boat.
Yeah. And, you know, Kate is enjoying this. She's like, huh, look. He's like washing the windows from outside. She was like, that looks like fun. Can we do that when you're done, Ashton? And Riley's like, that is if you're not already too busy. That was a callback. You know, I'm the captain of a boat, and on boats we go back to port. So that was like a callback, like my boat going back to port. Get it, Kate? Get it, Kate?
And Kate goes on the radio.
Is that for radio speak? Up the chain of command?
Josiah just goes, shut up, Riley.
And the captain's just listening up there laughing. He's like, well, I'll tell you this much. I'm not staring into space for 2 seconds. So that was a nice break.
Feels good to be sitting up instead of leaning on my hand over a table. So and then Kate, she goes, she's just not smart.
So Caroline goes up to the captain, and he's like, God, I'm going to start putting a dock door on this thing. Who the hell told you people you're just allowed to come up here all willy-nilly whenever you want to?
I did not realize we had a fire hydrant on board, but I guess we do. I guess they'll come and help. Oh, wait, I'm so sorry, Caroline. Come on in.
So she's like, my butt hurts. He's like, go to the doctor. All right, get out. So Josiah and Kate see her, and he's like, how's your foot? And she's like, the captain said to make an appointment, so girl, hope that's okay.
I really did not want to know. I was just showing some token concern.
I was talking to the cheetah.
I was talking to the bed. How's the foot of the bed?
So Kate's like, here's an idea. How about you sit there at that desk and fold? And then when you do things that require not sitting or folding, then we'll figure something out. Okay, curtain rod?
Yeah.
She's like, oh!
So maybe you heard that Phil Collins could do an entire concert on one foot. So maybe you can, like, fold some laundry.
So Kate goes to talk to the chef. She's like, what are you doing? Tomato sauce on puff pastry? Whoa, crazy chef. That is insanity. And he's like, So, did you come up with nicknames for all the crew? Like, because she keeps calling him Alien.
Yeah.
She's like, well, look, I hope you know that when I call you Alien, I mean that as a compliment, okay?
Yeah, and he goes, I'm starting to get offended a little bit. She goes, do you get offended? You should meditate about that. It's just like, wow. She is just, this is like Kate's day off. Like, she's doing nothing today. She's not cleaning. She's just walking from room to room and just taking everyone down a peg just for the sport of it.
So then the deckhands are outside and, Ash is like, what day is it? And Ross is like, ump day. I'm like, dun, 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 dun,
dun. And now Ashton takes a page from Real Housewives of Melbourne, and he pulls Riley aside. He's like, can I give you just some friendly advice? Which is like a total page out of Andrea's playbook from season one. He's like, listen, just some friendly advice. If I were you, I would cool it with Kate, okay? Like, you know, that radio talk, it's a little fresh to someone who's above you. You shouldn't do that, you know? And then she's like, what's your friendly advice for when it comes to how I'm talked to? I'm a ship captain in Alaska.
Yeah, it's like, should I just take it? And he's like, yeah, you should just take it. She goes, well, that's not me. Okay, look, I care about rank. Also, I don't give a fuck if someone wants to speak to me in that manner, okay? I'm not going to just sit down like a goddamn dog. I'm like, actually, yeah, that's like, you can't say you give a fuck about rank, but then you're not going to take shit. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Because guess
what? Now that said, Chandler is such a piece of shit. You know, kick him in the face.
I'm fully on Team Riley, but she needs to also like chill out a second, okay? So 11 a.m., a car comes by for Caroline to take her to the doctor, you know. They're like, hi, we're expecting a stew, not this red balloon toy. Oh, I'm sorry, you must be the patient.
Yeah. They're like, wow, the airbag is on the inside of the car. So weird. So in the wheelhouse, they have a meeting about the new guests, and it's Charles Yen, smartphone breathalyzer inventor.
Mm. And Captain Lee just goes, heh. New money.
New. And Kate's like, new money is more. It's bigger. It's impatient. You know, they haven't had luxuries yet, so they want it all right now. Because, you know, they're new. Yeah. So the captain's like, well, they want to swim with stingrays and they want a sandbar picnic. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm already excited for the stingrays. Like, they're like, oh my God. It's our moment again. It's been 10 years. So now we have Kate and Josiah, and they're just, like, hanging around. And they're just, again, just talking shit. And Kate's like, do you think they'll have to cut off Caroline's leg? And Josiah's like, you know what I don't want to hear? I don't want to hear, I'm back. And then the sound of her going, gloom, 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 hauling herself across the floor. I was like, this is so mean, borderline, like, problematic, and it is also hilarious.
I don't know who needs the sound of her hobbling around the boat, grabbing onto sinks just to stay upright. All right.
We all know she's going to hang on to that ironing board for support and knock it over. I mean, great. Can't wait to do that. Can't wait to pick up the burning iron off her arm.
Well, I hope she gets better, because her being sick makes my job harder. Okay, I don't like it. The captain's like, ha, all right, captain, captain, everybody. I'll be up in the crow's nest if you need me. And then it's like we get this like sexy, sexy image of the captain shirtless just laying in the crow's nest.
Yeah, just crow's nest out. He's just like having some good old-fashioned Captain Lee time. He's like, when him to he, she, do as the yacht captains do. So, some Chinese food arrives, and Caroline is back, and she has not had her leg amputated, so that's good news for Josiah. And Ashton's like, oh, you eat 8 cups of broccoli a day, which is exciting. Yeah,
yeah, it's gross, because you know he had broccoli farts, so it's like it's like that or asparagus.
Yeah, he had broccoli everything.
Gross. So then Kate tells Caroline, she's like, so what was it? Caroline's like, she said it's like an infection, because that can like happen here, like you cut yourself, boom, infection. Like you see a bug, boom, you can get an infection, like really hurts. Okay, here's the heart. Okay. Oh, also you'll be up at 6:30 in the morning. Okay, feel better. I don't care. Whatever it is, just be quiet about it. Thanks.
Actually, what Kate literally did say, though, after Caroline said, oh, it's an infection, Kate goes, gross. Oh, infections. Yeah, everything can get infected. You know, like, bad work ethic. Yeah, that can really infect a deck crew. So Kate and Josiah are now cleaning, you know, and like, well, now that we have no Caroline, I guess we'll just have to pick up her infected ass now. All bitter, etc.
Yeah, it's like, huh, look at me doing laundry. Feels great. And then Caroline, who's been given like some aspirin, is like, boom, a boom, which I don't know. Caroline's like in her own little world. Speaking of, the chef's like, duck skin pizza. Too bad I have to eat it alone. They have this weird yeah. shots of the chef just like making himself a pizza and then kind of eating alone and talking to himself.
It's like, you could have had the Chinese food. I'm sure it's really good. I feel like Chinese food in Tahiti is good.
Okay. I'll go with you on that imaginary Chinese food.
I mean,
compliment.
Just on geographical proximity, it's closer to China than we are, and that logic should pan out, right? I guess not.
Sure. Yeah, I'm
sure,
with you.
Why not?
I'm with you. Why not? Why argue about it?
And the excuse to have more General Tso's chicken.
Hey there. You know what this podcast needs? A nap. Let's go to commercial, huh?
Fall on me, ascoltami. Fall on me, abbracciami. Fall on me with all your light.
Andrea Bocelli, See, the new album, out now.
So now it's evening and Riley's like on the deck. She's chilling out and she's just like, I've just never had this many problems on a boat. I mean, I run my own boat. Did I tell you? I have my own boat. I'm a captain of my own boat. I'm a fisherman. I have a boat in Alaska. It's like, okay.
Yeah. So then Ashton is talking to the chef. He's like, how you doing? And the chef's like, you know what? Because he's preparing all these chickens. And he's
yeah,
like,
he just has a pile of chicken parts.
He's like, sometimes when you put your hand in a chicken, like, Ashton's like, really, mate? It's like bordering on disgusting. And then he's like, well, I worked in my dad's barbecue restaurant. And like, it was scary because, you know, those chickens, not my dad, the chicken. And they'd like stare at you. And they,
not
you know,
dad,
they had faces.
The chickens.
Yeah, not my dad, the chicken. It was gross, you know. It was chubby. I mean, I still am more pushing for the cushion, which is weird.
The other way,
it's like backwards, you know. I don't know. The whole scene was just odd. I
yeah.
like it.
Pretty much any scene with Adrian's like a little off, just yeah. strange. And what I like is that Ashton, he's just at the point where he's just walking around this boat frustrated with everyone. He just has this like contained rage. He's just like, that's not how you do it. 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 Nope, that's not how you do it. Because then. Then the Ashton and Ross and Chandler are like hanging out in the bunk being bros, and Ashton's like, can you believe it? Adrian doesn't even plan out his meals. He just thinks about it on the fly. Isn't that crazy? They're like, ha 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 ha, and Chandler's like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of like our deck program. They're like,
no one laughs. They just stare at him.
They're like, it's not as cool when it comes to cleaning a boat as it is for coming up with a meal.
Yeah, he's a person of one, okay, team leader. So they just stare at him, and Chandler's like, okay, so you guys want to start having a deck meeting? And he's like, yeah, I'd like more instruction. Like, you know, you have to decide to have a deck meeting? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So Riley comes to Kate, and she's like, Kate, just wanted to apologize, because, like, I mean, I was out of line. And Kate's like, oh, wow, huh. Thanks for that.
Thanks. And then Kate goes, I love an apology. Even an inauthentic apology. That's actually even better, because then you're really swallowing your pride. You're like so utterly humiliated. You're like beyond humiliated. It's like Caroline doesn't even come close to the humiliation that you feel right now. It's great.
You know what would make this better? If your head was in a toilet. Would you like me to help you with that, Riley?
We can do that. How about I put your name on the crew mess cleanup list 5 times in a row in a bad font? Zap to answer me.
Well, I mean, I am sorry.
Well, that's great. You want to say it again? That would be great. Say it again. Huh. Go ahead. Do it again. Huh. Do it again. Here, why don't you stand by the door of our bunk and look up the staircase while Josiah and I talk about you.
Huh. So Kate's like, thanks for that. Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow and the next day. And the next day. So the next morning, it's a deck meeting in the mess hall.
Things are going to turn around for the deck crew right now at deck meeting 2018.
So Chandler's like, all right, here's the meeting. When we're coming into Anchorage, toys are going to come out, all right? Because they want to soak in the Tahitian culture. My dad is a boat captain, and coolers should have stuff in it. I don't really care what, just basic things. So,
all right, is that enough? I'm going to take a nap right now. If you guys just give me 15 minutes. Don't leave. Just sit here and watch me sleep, and I'm just going to sleep here. And
you guys want to keep grinding on this meeting? Yeah, okay, keep grinding.
We need more core waters, so can you just, like, get one from the fridge and put it out on the deck?
And Ashton's like, there's no substance to this meeting. We need a list. There's no game plan. I need a game plan.
There's a lack of direction. It's a lack of direction. It's like swinging in a harness, but not knowing which way you're going to swing.
Carol, I know someone's got me by the ass and the balls. That's all I need. Listen, all I need is to be grabbed by the tank and told what to do. I'm like, okay, you've been in the wrong business for too long. Okay, at this point, I think you just need help transitioning into a non-sexual workforce.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Caroline comes, like, limping out of her door. You know, her foot's the size of a balloon. And she's like, oh, my foot still hurts. And Josiah's like, is it broken? Are you going to die? No, let's keep working. You stupid septic lady.
Have you ever heard of the film My Left Foot? Because he played the piano with it. So.
Congratulations. Your foot looks like a ham hock. Now get to work.
Does it really even look swollen? I can't tell. Because she keeps saying that, but I don't remember a big scary
thing. It wasn't scary swollen, but it was swollen. I mean, I believe it hurt a lot. I mean, it's an infection. Like, I've had like an infection by my toenail. Like, I once had a bad pedicure and like it got like infected by the toenail. It was so small, but like when you'd step on that toe, it really hurt. So like I actually get it. Like, her foot hurts. That sucks.
Get over it.
Get over it.
So Caroline is talking to Chandler, and she's like, hey, Channy, did you miss me? He's like, yeah. She goes, thanks, Channy.
I'm going to go take a rest now. Okay, bye.
She's like, I can't tell what's up with him. Is there anything there? I can't tell. Give me something. Like, the guy literally goes to sleep or says no. Yeah. To you.
He has like, no what personality. Else There's like, you figured it all out. You've seen all. Oh, we should mention, by the way, did you see this? Chandler is actually dating Jamie from Below Deck Med.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, fascinating. Anyway, so the guests arrive.
Yeah, I was like, good luck with that. He'll be like, chocolate milk again.
Well, the best part about chocolate milk is it makes me tired. I'm going to take a rest, Jamie. Hold on.
That does have to suck when you're dating somebody before the show even begins, and then the show begins and the world just hates your boyfriend.
I know.
And she has to come on. She gets, like, defensive and starts fighting with people about it. And I'm like, you're not going to win this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, congratulations. Your new relationship is already ruined.
I know. Poor Jamie. So guests start to arrive, and everyone lines up in their whites, and Captain Lee's like, okay, everyone, lose the shades, take off your shades. And then they cut to Captain Lee greeting everyone with his sunglasses on.
So they come in. Yeah, I love that guy. So they come in, and I know that I'm going to hate this fucking guy, okay, the main guy, because he's going, woohoo.
Yeah.
He's making this noise. I don't even know what that means or why he's making it.
He's just bird calling. That's like the sound of it's selfie time. Social media time. And Josiah goes, I'm already over it.
So they're getting a tour of the place, and everything is selfing. They're already selfing. Every single one of them has their phones out, and they're like videotaping and selfing every single thing that's happening.
Yeah, it's like the worst thing ever. It's like, I'm not opposed to social media. I feel bad for the people who actually follow them, who just like go on to their IG story and it's just a series of like a thousand tiny little dots. Like, oh, here's a nice like left to right pan through a yacht, and here's another left to right pan in the same room from a slightly different angle, and here's a third one, but now it's a selfie.
You know, following the most basic people. And so he's Instagramming and she's Instagramming, and he's like, oh my god, I'm Instagramming her Instagramming. Oh, look, the captain's behind me right now. The guy is behind. And another guy goes, reframe, reframe. All right, everybody, hold. Hold. And he's doing like one of those full panorama shots. He's like, hold.
It was...
Hold. Awesome.
It was actually such a brilliant moment of editing, because they stopped all the music for it, and they just, the cameras actually just held on that guy while he did this long, long, long shot. And it was like longer than you'd ever expect it would be. And the fact that the editors just let it ride was amazing.
Well, these people are disgustingly obsessed with their cell phones and social, but I'm here for it, because it's the next level of Darwin's natural selection.
And unfortunately, they're going to win. That's the sad part.
Who is? These people? No, yes. They'll be fucking dead in a crosswalk. They're those people who are like selfing in a crosswalk and get hit by a bus.
Yeah, well, we can only hope.
So then then we get our anchor drama. It's like, dun, 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 pull up on it, huh?
All right, up, reverse shackle, anchor is up, anchor is up. Now let's get those fenders going.
So Riley starts dragging a fender across the deck, and Chandler's like, Riley, how many times have I to tell you, don't drag the fenders? And she's like, I was just bring the fenders. You said bring the fenders, so bring the fenders. But can you hold a fender by yourself? No. So now you're dragging, and now you know I hate watching fenders dragged across the deck. And she's like, well, I have my own boat. I have my own boat. It's like...
He's like, wait for somebody to help you. She goes, well, I'm going to do this one with two hands, and then I guess I'll wait. I'm like, oh my god, this girl, like, refuses.
Yeah, and then she goes...
Refuses.
And then she says something very millennial. She goes, Chandler's really good at telling me what I do wrong, and not what I do right. I'm like, you're on a boat. No one's going to tell you what you do right. Unless it's sarcastic by Kate. Oh, wow, Riley, you're really holding that fender well. I'm sure it won't ruin the deck at all.
So then the guests are ordering from Caroline, and they're like, can we have shots? And the guy's like, can I have an orange rind? You know, like the outside of an orange? She's like, oh, okay.
Did you notice she was like taking the orders like a party game? Like she was playing win, lose, or draw or something. She kept pointing at people, but like, you? Okay, you? That's close. Oh, no, you? Okay, tequila. Okay.
It's like, someone flick me. Oh, I'm spinning. Okay, you. It's like making it so much harder on herself. And then they're trying to make it like these people are being so difficult, but they're really not. They ordered shots, and then the lady's like, can I have a lemon water? She's like,
like, wow, I hope she's okay. It looked like she just had several operations. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We confused her with the actual man from the game Operation.
She's like, And then one of the girls goes, may I ask about your toe? I understand if it's personal. She's like, oh, my toe. You mean why am I wobbling around out here on one foot? No, she's like, it's a mosquito bite. I mean, I'm going to deal with it, though, because I'm a trooper, and it is mind over matter. I'm going to be, oh, God, fine.
Yeah, it's just a mosquito bite that just got, you know, intensely infected, and I may have to lose my ankle or my entire leg, assuming the gangrene hasn't spread all the way up to my brain, but, you know, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful vacation. Anyway, what sort of infection can I get for you?
What's a mosquito bite? What's polio? You know what I mean? What is bird flu? Mind over matter, guys.
You know what? Honestly, it's a very happy thing, because being bitten by that mosquito means that, like, someone wanted to bite me, and that meant a lot to me.
So Chandler's like, all right, guys, I think we're going to take some time to relax, just the boys. And Ashton's like, you want to call Riley, Dan, because she's still up there doing stuff. And he's like, I don't care.
I mean,
I'm going to give you the same reaction. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told my dad when I said, Dad, I'm going to follow in your footsteps. I don't give a fuck. Okay, how about that?
I mean, maybe if she didn't drag fenders on the deck, then, like, maybe she can take a rest, but that was kind of like a rest in and of itself, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know he doesn't like Riley, but it's starting to affect his professionalism. Like, he's taking 10 naps a day, okay? I don't think of his professionalism as really there to be affected with. Just move it on. So yeah. The guys are like, solidarity, we're going to work as well. So they march up the stairs to work with Riley, and Shrugger down there is just shrugging, like, yeah. While he eats an app or something.
Yeah, it's bad when the guys, the bros are now, they seem to be veering towards Team Riley. So that's going to be bad for Chandler. So meanwhile, Caroline is trying to pour these shots of tequila, and she's like, pours like a little bit of tequila in the glasses, and Josiah's like, you know, you dumb fuck, you can pour more into the glass than that, don't you?
Like, I know, I don't need you to help me, I don't need it. It's like, then pour more. I'm fine. And he's like, alright, well, if you need something, just let me know. So he walks off, and then she's like, oh shit. So she has to go downstairs, because she has to get the orange ride or something. So then the shots are just sitting there.
And Kate, who clearly was like hiding behind the draperies, comes sauntering out, and is like, huh. Kate, to the boat. There's some shots of tequila up here poured not to their maximum capacity. Should I bring them down? Like, what should I do with them? It feels weird that they're just standing here. Does anyone want to respond? Perhaps someone who has an infection in their extremities?
I just need to know who ordered the shots of half-ass.
Yeah. Anybody? I wonder who was lazy enough that they could pour part of a shot, but then not do the rest of it and bring it out to the guests.
Like, yeah, I know that they're shots, Kate. I was, with guests, and I'm down here getting orange rind, and
I just need a spoon. And Josiah's like, I've got a spoon right here, you stupid idiot, and it doesn't have your infection juices on it.
And then Kate tells Josiah, I want you on service. She gets flustered
just by life, you know.
So she's like, they're asking for tequila shots, which is easier than a bottle of water. Okay, I get that she has elephantitis on her foot, but do your job. She does this like anti-spirit fingers move with her hands, like the sun's rising on two different bottles. She's just like, do your job.
Yeah. So Caroline finally brings the tequila shots out to the guests. Somehow does not drop them, and the guests they're even Instagramming Caroline bringing them shots. Like, this is not good content. It's good content on Below Deck. It's not good content on your IG feed.
Well, especially when they're like, "Oh, look how our waiter sucks," because it's like they're like, "Where is she? Where are our shots?" And she comes out, and he's like, "Hold on. Oh yeah, here she comes."
Yeah.
Here she comes. Yeah, she comes wobbling out. She's like, oh!
Oh, infection. I mean, at the same time, also, don't complain how long your shots are taking. And then when they finally arrive, slow it all down so that way you can take an IG shot.
Go ahead.
No, prick. I was just going to say they went to him already. What?
That guy's a prick. I don't like him with his little Instagramming. And now his Instagramming's getting mean. Like, it feels mean. This whole thing with Caroline felt mean to me.
Yeah, I agree. So they arrive in Morea, and they drop the anchor and everything. And I just, like, it's starting to rain a little bit. And Captain Lee's like, huh, well, a little sun shower. How about that, huh? Decided to throw a little sun, a little rain. Just give it all to us. But you know what, though? God damn it, I love the splendor of weather.
And then Ashton is totally anti-Chandler, because Chandler's like, oh, gotta get the toys out. Just do it. Riley, don't tangle that.
Yeah.
God. And Ashton's like, every butt has a procedure of how to get the toys out. There's a certain order, and he doesn't want order. He wants it all out, and he wants it out now.
I mean, you can't take off your G-string before you take off your pants, can you?
I tried one time, and I almost got, you know, another hole. Right? That's not how you do it. All right?
Yeah, so now lunch is served with some coconut-infused carrots and some seared snapper and some swordfish tartare, and they're all eating it, and they're loving it. And then there's, like, this random shot of Captain Lee just eating an apple in the crew mess. He's just like... And I just love the weird existential ennui that Captain Lee has been in all season long. Just in different rooms, doing things alone, just staring off, perhaps eating an apple. You're like, what is life after all?
Yeah, and then Carol comes out to serve while everybody's selfieing, and the guy's like, you got this? She's like, I got it! He's like, are you sure? Hold on. hold on. And he starts taking selfies of her because she's such a mess. He's terrible. And the chef's like, I really think it's too bad when people go too deeply into social. Like, when there's a sunset, put your phone down. Enjoy the sunset. I also hate those people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can't win with me. I hate the people who are on their phone the whole time, but I also hate the people who were like, sunset, why would I take a picture of that?
I know. I agree with that. I hate the people who are overly obsessed, and I hate the people who feel that they're cooler because they are under-obsessed with
social
media.
Like, I want to say find a happy medium, but I also hate happy mediums. I don't feel like you should be talking to ghosts if you're happy. You should be out doing something productive.
Unhappy, yeah. I feel like if you see a sunset that you like, take a picture or two, and then put it away and enjoy it. But don't be like, didn't take the photo. You know, like that. I will say at concerts, it is really annoying when people just sit there and record the concert because you're never going to capture it. And you're usually just getting in someone's way. Like, you are going to be taking a grainy photo and the music's going to be blown out. So, like, don't bother recording it. Like, take some still photos of, like, the grandeur of the venue and then just, like, enjoy the music because it's more like, you're making bad content. Like, if you're going to, at the very least, if you're taking 1,000 photos of a sunset, at least there'll be a lot of beautiful photos of a sunset. But if you're just doing like a million videos.
Yeah, no one needs to see your shitty seat at Beyonce. You know what I mean?
Honestly, for an hour and a half. Oh my goodness, please, everyone stop.
So everyone's out on their jet skis, and Chandler's like, Riley, meet me by the crew entrance, please. All right, now here's what's going to happen. Gentlemen, we're going to put out the slide because Riley's a woman, and so she's probably not going to be able to do that. So I'm going to break her because I don't want her ruining our slide performance.
Yeah, because the last thing we need is her learning how to do things. That way she can do things, and we can take breaks.
If anyone teaches Riley to read on this trip, they're out. Yeah. Okay.
So he sends her on break, and then she's annoyed about it. She's like... Chandler always makes me go on breaks the worst time, and now I'm not going to have any sleep. And it's like, he doesn't give me a break when I really need it. Which I was like, I don't know if any supervisors give anyone a break when they need it. But in this case, I can actually understand that because he probably is like a real dick. Like, if she's exhausted and like falling asleep on the job.
Yeah, she's covered in water, you know? So she's not going to just be able to go lay down. It's like, okay, well, have fun taking your shower, and you're back on deck immediately. Like, he's just torturing her.
So then Kate, meanwhile, speaking of breaks, Kate is like, she sees Caroline, she's like, I'm going to go on break. Oh, by the way, how's your foot? And Caroline's like, it hurts. That was a rhetoric question. Thank you.
I meant to ask your foot how it feels being on you. Yeah. Oh, what a coincidence. It's the same answer. Painful. So she's like, oh, who's on lead tonight? She goes, you. Because look. We need three stews doing their jobs, okay? Caroline's like, well, but can I at least take 5 minutes to put ice on my foot? She goes, oh, well, looky here. Here's an ice machine. So can you just stand right here and do it right here?
Caroline's like, I guess. Really wasn't a question. Bye.
So Caroline is coming for everybody on social. Like, Caroline's not taking any of this very well. Okay, right. In real life, right now, in the present. And she's coming. She's like yelling at everybody every week on social media. And finally, Kate answered her back, and she's like, Caroline, seriously, I'm not even doing anything. Like, just leave me alone. She's like, oh, really? Oh, really? And she's like, then she's going after the captain. Oh, and no. He's like, ah, geez, well, okay, Caroline, well, thanks a lot for the tweets. And she's like, I've tried to contact you for 8 months and nothing, and now you want to say thank you, captain. I'm like, oh. She's lost her fucking marbles, and it's wonderful.
I love a stew who's gone bonkers. It's just a great dynamic. It's great. It's great for the show. It's great for social media. It's great for America.
It's great for Halloween.
So spooky. I'm gonna dress up like Caroline tonight, and I'll be like walking through West Hollywood, going, infection.
I wish more of my friends watch these shows so I could actually be Bravo things. They would understand. Because I don't take care of my wigs very well. They're all in a bag. Mm. And of course I have a red shoulder-length wig like Caroline that would totally look like her. I don't even need to comb it. Just like Caroline waking up, you know?
Yeah, I would love to be. I wonder if I dressed up like Captain Lee, if I could find a last-minute yacht uniform and then put some sort of like fake white beard on my face if people would recognize me or just think I was doing some weird, like, fetish.
Weird fetish.
Like a weird, like daddy.
Captain fetish.
Captain, man in uniform fetish.
Mm. Anchor up. Yeah, drill it in there. Yeah. Okay, oh, no. So nap time. So everyone starts hearing these noises. It's like ding dong, bong, bong. Are we crashing? Can someone find out if we're crashing? Caroline, is that you giving a monologue? She's like, no, I hear it too. She's like, oh, all right. Oh, look, it's a video system. Someone's calling from the master.
No one has used that yet.
Yeah, exactly. So so Kate goes downstairs. She's like, oh, well, I'm just going to go down to this master suite and just knock on the door, and surely someone dressed appropriately will address me and make a request, and it'll be as simple as that. And
it's an Instagram penis.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's, you don't need to order a pizza and then answer the door naked, okay? You know I was coming. This is...
So he's like, can I have a smoothie? Yeah.
So
this guy is disturbing on many levels at this point.
Okay. Because
can't really tell what's going on with him.
Yeah, because, like, okay, so he's a big social media guy, but now he's, like, a little bit of an exhibitionist, we've discovered, because he opens the door naked and asks for, like, two smoothies. So Kate is already like, She's, like, making, that's, like, how her blender sound. It's like,
the body Kate.
Yeah.
So let's see here.
So she delivers the smoothies and is like thoroughly disgusted with these people.
And so Chandler is like, Ashton, I'm gonna need your hand with the slide. And someone says, switch channels on your radio. Who says that? Chandler?
I think it was Chandler. Yeah. He decides that he wants to switch frequencies because he just wants to. So they're gonna roll up the slide, etc. And while that's happening, we see Adrian pureeing something in the kitchen, which I only mentioned because he has the same kitchen towel that I do, and I felt like a huge amount of connection to the show after that. And then we see Caroline, and she is just like in pain. She's like, I'm still in pain, and I don't know how to shut it down. I don't know. Just imagine Josiah on the side being like, how about we start with a ball gag?
I know how we can shut it down. I've got a bagel knife here.
It's called chloroform. So Chandler goes off the frequency, and then, of course, now everyone needs him. So we see Kate go, Chandler, Kate.
And then Captain hears it. So he's like, Chandler, Lee. Huh. Maybe
they're having one of those meetings where they talk about their feelings.
Actually, I think they're on a different radio.
And he's like, they changed the frequency. You think you can just come on my boat and change your goddamn frequency whenever you goddamn want?
Nope.
Wrong.
Be
game show hosts.
Survey says,
we asked 100 people, do you turn off your frequency when you want to do something on the boat? We have one answer on the board. Chandler, you're up. What
survey
do you do?
Survey says, plane ticket home. All right.
He's like, do you turn off your frequency, Chandler? Yes. Wrong.
Donkey up a hill to a southwest outlet that can take you back home, you plinko.
So finally they get a hold of him, and he's like, what is it? And Captain goes, Kate wanted you for something. And then Kate's like,
I figured it out. I was going to ask you how to attach Caroline to the anchor before we put it down, but now it's down now, so thanks for wasting my time.
I was wondering how we could change Caroline's batteries.
Anybody know how to fix a personality? Nope? Okay, go back onto your other frequency, thanks.
Captain Lee is like, you know, something bad happens and I need to get everyone to their muster stations and you're not available. Are you fucking kidding me? And you could just see Caroline be like, there's a mustard station now? A mustard muster, you stupid idiot. Oh, God, she really is terrible.
So Kate and Josiah are setting the dinner for the night. They're setting the table for dinner. And she's like,
it's impromptu meeting because They're boring, so let's make it fun. Speaking of, here's Caroline on the radio.
Yeah, she's like, let's like make it fun. We're going to have some horns. And Josiah's face is like, ugh, you know, we can't use the horns. It has a foot infection. Oh, I'm sorry. Got confused there for a moment. But what was a horn and what was a stew?
Can I ice my foot?
They're like, click. So then the captain and Chandler, Chandler goes up to the captain's room or whatever, or the wheelhouse. And he's like, sorry to bother you, but I really wanted to apologize for earlier. My dad was a captain and, you know, captain dad. Dad, captain, captain, dad.
I like get saltines.
Okay? He's like, well, if we burst out into a goddamn engine fire, I gotta, goddamn. He's like, okay, well, just wanted to say my dad was the captain of a boat. So, okay, thanks. See you later.
And then we get this shot of Caroline trying to put in her earpiece, and it's like all tangled up, but she's sort of acting like it's a snake. So she's like, she's doing this weird, like, convulsions, trying to get the wire through her shirt.
Then we get the obligatory shot of Chandler going, all right, everyone, I'm knocking off.
So he's like sitting there having he's sitting there having a bowl of chocolate ice cream in the crew mess, and Caroline's like, hey, you have a second? He's like, I'm not here. We're like, no, we know that you have no personality, but you actually physically are here.
She's like, oh my god, it's like it's like you playing me in a scene with Kate and Josiah. Come on.
Thanks, I appreciate that, Dick.
So now she starts getting really mad, and she's like, I just will ask you for a second to help me, but I know you're super busy. I mean, I don't know what your issue is. And he goes, likewise.
Live a day in the life of a deckhand and you'll understand.
Let's see here. Riley is still, or Riley comes back, and she's like, god, I missed him. I miss have to work with you guys. I guess I'll stay up and finish this because, you know, I took a break. It's like I was put on a break forever. And Ross is like, it's good. I'd have shit that anyway. It was terrible.
Yeah. So the deckhands are now, they're all together complaining about how they're having these super long days. They're not having any time to go on a break. And meanwhile, Kate is like devising a plan to put some flower crowns on Ashton. The usual sort of like evening time scuttlebutt. And Caroline, meanwhile, is truly, like, going nuts down in the, like, since Chandler has said that he's not going to help her, she's now just, like, blowing her lid. Her foot hurts. She feels crazy. And now she's had enough. So she finally is like, can one of the deckhands clean the crew mess so I don't have to iron in the middle of all these fucking glassware? Like, well, why are you ironing in the crew mess anyway, Caroline?
Yeah. And Riley's like, I'll do it. She's like, not you, okay? It's Ashton's day. It's on the list. So Ashton comes in. He's like, what's up?
What is wrong with you guys?
And he's like, we've been working all day. She goes,
oh, really? Have you? Have you been working all day? What's that like?
And he's like, I'm not going to have this conversation with you, fucking Looney Tune. When he walks off, they beat him out. What did he say?
I don't know. It's something like that. All I know is I could see his internal rage just go to a whole new level. Like, his eyes get just, like, squintier, and he's just like, you know?
Yeah, he's losing it. And she's like, you act like your job is more important than what we do! I'm like, well, they, like, you know, like,
they do dock
make
the boat
stop moving. And, you know, put the boat in the dock, and you're ironing. So,
yeah. So now Caroline finally is like, she's like, you know what? I used to think that Chandler was cute, but now I realize he's just a dick. So she realizes that her emotions have been misplaced. So she goes and she apologizes to Ashton, and he's like, nah, I'll take the apology, but now I got a glimpse into what it'd be like to date her. And, she's crazy. She's really crazy. I mean, I'll still bang her. I'll bang her all night long, but she's crazy.
So let's see. Ashton and Ross, one of them's getting ready because Ashton's like forced to be the stripper now at all times.
Yeah.
And Ross is like, stick out that stomach so I can see what you look like fat. Oh yeah, bro.
And he like slaps
that body.
It.
Yeah.
He caps a feel. He full on cops a feel onto Ashton's stomach. Good for him.
And then Ashton's like, what? There's a pattern here. Why play dress up? Why is it always me? I'm like, cause you work out too much. Okay. Yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah. Exactly. You formerly were in a profession where you played dress up and then dress down, okay? And on top of that, this is the second stripper turned deckhand. And then we also had, from season one, we had a gay porn star turned deckhand. So there's, like, a really great pattern that's developed on the show. I like it.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I think it's like going down. It seems like a weird trajectory, but whatever.
Well, we also have Bruno, who was a deckhand, then turned into an OnlyFans model, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Thirst
yeah,
trap.
He went the other way.
Yeah.
He went the way that I would think is more of a normal way to go.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, I'm sick of cleaning toilets. I'm doing porn. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems weird to go from, I'm doing porn, I think I'm going to go clean toilets instead. Seems like a...
I guess it depends on who you've been matched with in your scenes. So so now Caroline has to, like, go clean the master suite or something, and there's a full-on used condom on the bedstand. And it's like, as Caroline says, and I think it's an apt description, it's juicy.
Disgusting. So she's like, Ashton, could you come here? I need you to help me. He's like, God damn it. Now I've got to strip for Caroline alone in the room. She's like, come here. Okay, would you go get that thing off the nightstand? He's like, ah!
Well, he doesn't even notice at first. He's like, all right, I guess I'll take this strangely shaped tissue that looks like it might be made out of latex and has some fluids on it. I guess I'll pick this up in my bed. And she's like, no, stop. The joke went too far. So then the guests decide, so they're having dinner and everything, and the guests decide that they want to go fishing tomorrow morning. They're going to wake up early to go fishing, and Riley is excited because she's like, this is what I do. This is professionally, I am a fisherman, this is what I love to do, and I can teach them, etc. And as soon as she's excited about it, I'm like, Chandler's not going to let her.
Yeah, she's no like, way. Yeah, it's time to hook some wicked tuna. And then, so she goes up to wake him up, which is never the way to get what you want, okay,
yeah.
With someone that doesn't like you already.
Right, because Ross suggests, because Chandler is asleep because he's going to be on the early duty, so Ross suggests that Riley wake up Chandler and say, hey, I'll do the early duty tomorrow, and then Chandler will stay up on lates. So Riley goes, and she, like, that's their plan. And before she goes in there, we go back upstairs, and... Ashton comes out, like, in his, like, Tahitian beefcake costume, and he comes out, like, bringing, like, a cake or whatever it is, and they don't even notice. They're, like, fully consumed with taking photos of the food.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I thought we'd add some Tahitian flavor to this meal, and they're like, wow. So he just goes back inside.
He's like, well, what? I played dress up for nothing.
I was mad that I was being used as a piece of meat, and now I'm mad that I wasn't being used as a piece of meat. I mean, what the hell?
That's the risk of being a piece of meat. It's like when a go-go dancer doesn't get the chips. It's like, I wanted to be a piece of meat, and now I'm nothing.
So Riley is like, Chandler, hi. Didn't mean to wake you. And he's like, yeah, fishing? Okay, this sounds perfect for not a woman. Okay, awesome. Have anyone with a penis meet me on deck at 6. And she's like, ugh.
Yeah, so she has to tell Ashton that... Ashton will be the one going fishing at 6 in the morning. And Ashton has just worked the entire day without any breaks, which has been like an ongoing pattern with him because Chandler doesn't know how to schedule his deckhands. He works them to the ground while he takes all the breaks. So he's exhausted and he's ready to wake up at probably like 8 a.m. And now he finds out that he has to be on deck at 6 a.m. to go fishing, which he knows nothing about.
Yeah. And so he's pissed. And so there we end it, everybody.
Well, it ends with Ross saying, you know what? If we don't get any rest, we're going to start making mistakes. And then they cut to Chandler sleeping. And I think this is foreshadowing for that shot in the trailer when it looks like Ross is the one who gets pulled off the boat.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And dies.
So that was Below Deck. Why don't we turn over to the listener spotlight?
Spotlight!
To do this, if you support us on Patreon at the listener spotlight level or above, we turn the podcast over to you for about 2 minutes. We recently asked our listener spotlight people, hey, who is your favorite Bravo celebrity? Who do you hate? Who is, like, underrated, etc.? So here we have Shannon out of a can and Anthony with
her. Shannon!
Shannon, oh, Shannon, here we go.
Hi, Ronnie and Ben. This is Shannon out of a canon, Anthony, and this is my listener spotlight. Actually, this is my eighth attempt at recording my listener spotlight, and I had to take a shot of tequila just to keep going. I don't know how you guys do this five times a week. Anyway, first the formalities. My favorite Bravo star, Erica Jane. I want to be her or skin her and wear her like last year's Versace. Ooh. My least favorite, Thomas Ravenel, hands down. Or should I say Mayor, hands down. Mm. Most overhyped, my beloved Countess Luann. I love you, girl, but don't believe your own PR. It's not a good look. Most underappreciated, watch what crappens. Oh. I watch more Bravo shows now just so I can listen to your recaps. They should pay you guys a commission, seriously. Now that that's out of the way, there are two other things I'd like to address.
Please.
First is the live shows. I know you guys are tired of shilling your shows, so let me do that for you. Since November of last year, I've attended four of your shows, two in San Francisco, one in Irvine, and the Golden Crappies. If you haven't gone to a live show yet, please do yourself a favor and go. I promise you won't regret it. And please don't worry about going alone. You will be surrounded by the kindest people, and you will instantly make friends, I promise. Speaking of friends, that brings me to the second thing I wanted to talk about. I want to personally thank you both for creating this community of fans through your podcast. I have met the most amazing people both online and in person, and it's all because you brought us together. I want to give a special shout out to my tribe, the Watch What Crappens Bay Area Betches. Ken, Mina, Nicole, Nancy, Danielle, Risa, Stephanie, Lane, MC, and Aaron. Life is better with you all in it. I love you guys, and thanks, Ben and Ronnie, for making it happen. I love you both, and I can't wait to see you at the Crappies.
Aww.
Love you, girl. Yeah.
Shannon is so sweet. I love that lady. And by the way, Shannon, you're like, it took me eight times. You did a great job. That was like, you read that like a professional podcaster. So good job
those
on that.
Bay Area Betches are a really good group of people. They came to the last San Francisco show, which was a Southern Night show.
Southern Charm.
And it was Southern Charm Gay Pride show. And they came in different colored shirts, like rainbow, the colors of the rainbow. And they had to line up to do it. And it was the lyrics from the Southern Charm theme. It was awesome.
Yeah, they are super, super supportive. They travel. I think a bunch of them are coming to our Charleston show. They really travel for us, which is like above and beyond. And it's really cool to know that the podcast has created these communities of like friends and stuff. And it's like a really cool thing that happens with all podcasts these days. So it's cool to see it happening with our peeps, and it's nice. It really is nice when you see solo people come to our shows and they make friends with people. Cause sometimes we'll be doing our meet and greet before the show, and there'll be someone who's there like, I came alone, and then by the end of the show you see they've made like some friends, and like that's a really nice feeling. There's something really rewarding about like finding your people, you know. And it's cool that all these podcasts in all these different areas are really helping people do that.
Yeah, baby, we love you, Shannon, out of a canon, Anthony.
Yeah, see you in January.
We'll be back tomorrow with a Real Housewives of Dallas recap. Mm-hmm. And go get your tickets for Seattle, which is in November, and then Nashville in December. Go get your Ramona Christmas and Hanukkah t-shirts over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we will see you guys tomorrow.
Happy Halloween.
Bye, love you, suckers.
Bye.
Fall on me, ascoltami. Fall on me, abbracciami. Fall on me with all your light.
Andrea Bocelli, see the new album, out now.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
I'm Ollie Mann, and I'm thrilled that my podcast, The Modern Man, MANN, it's a pun on my name, is part of Bose Recommends. We're a magazine show about trans, sex, and eye-popping real-life stories like these.
All you need is one headline in the Sun.
Yes.
I emptied Santa's sacks, and my career is over.
I was this close to being rescued, and I'm actually going to drown in front of these guys.
It was a little bit like he was a phone book that had been ripped in half, and so his buttocks were on the front.
Blimey. So, thank you. Thank you both for picking The Modern Man. Listen and subscribe now on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or your favourite podcast app.
Enjoy your new favourite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.